Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska. This is today's Bible class. A short Bible study, about 13, 14 minutes, but every day, 7 days a week, keeping us in God's Word, and that helps keep us focused on our spiritual lives, upon our soul's salvation, our relationship with God. And it also helps us to grow in our faith, because faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. Help people in your life become closer to God. Start focusing on their soul's salvation, their spiritual lives, their relationship with God, by sharing these studies with them every day through Facebook friends, text messages, and other technological means. You may help somebody turn their life around. You may help somebody get to heaven. What a great blessing for them and for you. So start sharing today. We're coming close to the end of our line of thought and study. We're talking about the fact that, and this is a fact, your faith depends on you. It's under your control, basically, if you want to think of it that way. Nobody's going to make you have strong faith. God's not going to somehow manipulate you into having strong faith. He has given you His Word to guide you into the development of strong faith, of true faith in Him and in Christ as God's Son and your Lord and Savior. But the process is up to you. God has given you the basis. God has given you the way. Again, as we keep emphasizing on these programs, these podcasts, Bible studies, faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. Now, make a comparison. How does a person become a doctor or a lawyer or a nuclear physicist or name any discipline? How do they learn? Or how do they become such? They don't just wake up one day and all of a sudden they're a doctor, they're a lawyer, they're a nuclear physicist, or they're a college professor. No, they develop the knowledge through continued study or instruction and then application. How does a master craftsman become a master craftsman? Now, whether it might be carpentry or whether it might be whatever, again, area of construction or building, manufacturing, whatever it might be, how does he do that? He goes through instruction. He pays attention. He listens. He learns and then starts to make the proper applications. That's how saving faith develops within you. That's how your faith first develops and then becomes strong and abiding and even strengthening to the point where it protects you. Because through your faith, you can resist all that the devil might throw at you. You can resist all of the difficulties and challenges of life. As we keep emphasizing 1 Peter 5 and verse 8, Peter says, "Beware, your adversary or your enemy, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You're the one he wants to have for lunch and dinner. He wants to bring you down spiritually. He wants you to leave faithfulness to God and end up in hell for all of eternity." But how do we resist the devil? How do we resist those temptations? How do we resist all that life throws at us? Resist him steadfast in the faith. Verse 9 of 1 Peter chapter 5. See, God's not going to leave you powerless if you are determined to walk with God in faithfulness. In fact, God will be faithful to you. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13, the Apostle Paul wrote, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond your means, but with the temptation will make a way for escape that you may be able to bear it." God will be there with you as long as you're there with God. In faithfulness. Faithfulness. Not just believing, but putting your faith into action through obedience and dedication and commitment on a consistent basis. So, we have to be diligent students of God's Word. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. Be diligent or study to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, we also need to focus on strengthening our faith and keeping it strong, and part of that is putting it into action through service and commitment and dedication. Now, certainly, we have to keep studying, but we also have to put it into action. Now, the first action is obedience. But there are a whole lot of Christians who have been obedient to the gospel message of salvation. They were baptized into Christ for the remission of their sins, but then they never grew much in their faith after that. So they're weak, still baby Christians, and they might have become Christians 20 years ago, but they're still kind of just infant Christians. The Hebrews writer, as we read in Hebrews 5, verses 12 through 14, rebuked them. He said, by this time you ought to be teachers, but you need someone to teach you again the very basics of Christianity, because you haven't grown in your knowledge of God's word to the point that you need to, and therefore you're still baby Christians. Again, we noted that four times in the book of Matthew, Jesus rebuked people of little faith. Matthew 6 and verse 30, 8 and verse 26, Matthew 14, verse 31, and chapter 16, and verse 8, he said, oh, you of little faith, you don't want the Lord to look at you on judgment day and say, oh, you of little faith. You want to hear him say, enter into the joy of your Lord, because he will have pronounced you well done, good and faithful servant. We need to grow in our faith. 2 Peter chapter 2, I'm sorry, 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 5, listen to this. Peter wrote, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, now that's a strong word again, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then verse 11, he says, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A home in heaven, in other words, for all of eternity. Now, what's the point, the basic point in this particular text of Scripture? By consistently living, by consistently applying the teachings of faithfulness, God's word, as you grow in faith, then you're going to grow in Christian character. It's going to become more and more natural and basically automatic as to how you live your life, as to how you conduct yourself, the way you talk, the things you do, the things you abstain from as well. And as we continue to grow in our knowledge of God's word, again, we'll continue to grow, we'll automatically continue to grow in our faith, in our faith. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, if we turn back there, Peter wrote along these lines. He said, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Well, the devil's going to throw all kinds of things at us, and just natural life is going to throw all kinds of things at us. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory by the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The salvation of your souls. Standing firm by faith in the face of trials, temptations, difficulties, challenges, standing firm in your faith and faithfulness to God in Christ, it's going to strengthen your faith. It's going to strengthen your faith. You're going to come out stronger in the end than you were in the beginning, than you were before you met those challenges and those temptations. We stand by faith. Have you ever thought about that? How do we stand? We stand by faith. When we go back to Romans chapter 1, and verse 17. The Apostle Paul wrote, let me get back there. Romans 1 and verse 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. We look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. What does Paul say? We walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. We stand by faith. We stand firm in God's teachings by faith. We understand that God is from all of his evidence all around us. So we stand by faith. We look at Romans chapter 11 and verse 20. And again, we read, well said, because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. Stand by faith. You see how important it is to have strong faith? When we see how important it is to have strong faith, when we get that sense, then that ought to motivate us to work at developing stronger and stronger faith and remaining or maintaining stronger and stronger faith. In James chapter 2, beginning with verse 17, we read, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Now, what does he mean there, by works? He's talking about putting our faith into action through obedience, but also through dedication and commitment and service. We're supposed to live the Christian life, and the Christian life is an active life, and life that is actively demonstrating our faith, our faithfulness in Christ and in God. As Christians, we're created in Christ Jesus for good works. That's what the text says in Ephesians 2 and verse 10. And never, never, ever give up. Never give up. Never let the devil beat you. Again, be faithful until death, and you shall receive the crown of life, Jesus says. I'll give you the crown of life, he says. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, and we look at verses 7 and 8, the Apostle Paul is facing execution for his faith. He says, I fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, what's the result of his staying faithful, of his keeping the faith, his being diligent and strong in his faith and faithfulness? Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Jesus has that crown of life, that eternal life in heaven, waiting for you if you'll stay faithful, actively faithful, obediently faithful to him for the rest of your physical life in this earth. We'll finish our study next time. Let's pray. Father, help us to be strong in faith, to never waver, to be faithful until death. We want that crown of life. We want that home in heaven with you for all of eternity. And thank you for promising it to us, Father. To your glory, guide us to live. Please forgive us and hear our prayer, gracious Father. In Jesus' name, amen.